And good morning. You're listening to NPR Illinois. I'm Sean Crawford. It was an emotional day in court yesterday in the murder trial of the former sheriff's deputy, Sean Grayson. He's charged with killing the Springfield area resident, Sonia Massey, in her home last year. From the Peoria County Courthouse, Mawa Iqbal has more details.
Grayson shot the unarmed black woman after telling her to remove a pot of boiling water from her stovetop. Prosecutors played a harrowing police video of that night in the Peoria courtroom. Several jurors recoiled as body camera footage showed Grayson firing at Massey. A few of them cried, and one juror, the only black member, lowered his head and didn't watch the rest of the video. Donna and Sante Massey, Sonia's mother and cousin, left the courtroom in tears as footage of Massey bleeding out on her kitchen floor played on the screen. Meanwhile, Grayson fidgeted in his seat, his head bowed. His attorneys argue it was self-defense. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
The Illinois State Representative Han Wei has accused the Customs and Border Protection agents of pointing a gun at him and his staff on Tuesday in Chicago. Wei is running for Congress. He shared video of the encounter and said he and his staff were going door-to-door in the neighborhood, informing local businesses of their rights if immigration agents come to the property. During that effort, Wei and staff members were notified of federal immigration agents' presence nearby. He says he began honking his vehicle horn and yelling to warn neighbors when six ICE agents approached the car with a gun drawn. The video does not show agents pointing a gun, but Wei and his staff say they did not begin filming until after that moment. A spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security said Wei was stopped not once, but twice for following agents and trying to interfere with federal operations. Federal workers are missing a full paycheck this week as the government shutdown continues. Many are considered essential and have to report to work even though they're not getting paid and don't know when they'll be paid again. Jill Hornick works for the Social Security Administration. She says she and her colleagues are under constant anxiety trying to figure out what's next.
People are asking the same questions. What's going to happen when I can't put gas in the car? And we do have some managers basically saying employees will be threatened with AWOL and put on AWOL. Which is potentially a disciplinary action.
President Trump signed a measure back in 2019 ensuring federal workers get back pay after shutdowns, but this year he has publicly questioned whether that will happen. Hornick says her creditors don't take IOUs. The Citizens Club of Springfield's next public policy forum will focus on solar power. That discussion will center on the economic, environmental, and community impacts of solar energy development in the region. The free event starts tomorrow morning with a coffee reception at 7:30 at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in downtown Springfield. Well, it's been a cool night overnight. In fact, right now we're sitting at 33 degrees. For today, a high of 60 and sunny.